This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, hour number two. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we will take your calls about pretty much anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we actually begin hour two by going to the phones where we've got Sarah calling in from Nuevo Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
I would really like to see a sugar tax here in New Mexico or in Albuquerque. You know, my major reason behind it is because we have, like, teenagers that wind up diabetic at age 16 that need insulin injections. And this diabetes has become, like, a national epidemic. And so I really like what Philadelphia is doing, and I would really like our New Mexico legislatures to consider this.
So I'm glad you mentioned Philadelphia, because we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and I don't think you were on the line when we talked about it, which means you probably didn't hear it, because we know you don't listen to the show except for when you are on hold or on. And what happened in Philadelphia, they wound up passing, what was it, a 1.5 cent per ounce?
Per ounce.
So the 20-ounce beverages wound up going up in price by 30 cents. The 2 liters went up in price by somewhere close to a dollar. And so what the retailers are doing is they're increasing the cost to cover the tax, and the mayor of Philadelphia is accusing them of price gouging by covering the tax.
To put it into perspective, on a $57 container of soda syrup, what you when you go get a big gulp, it's mixed with syrup and carbonated water.
Yep.
On a $57 container of syrup, the
$60.
Tax,
it was a $60 yeah, container.
$60.
$57.60 worth of tax.
Right.
So you know what we need more of is we need more of people actually educating young kids as to what's going to happen to them years down the road if you keep eating all this sugary food and all this sugary stuff. You know, so maybe you could start up a nonprofit that's going to go around having someone speak at schools and, you know, informing them of, hey, do you really want to be, you know, setting yourself up to having to inject yourself with insulin, you know, 2 or 3 times a day sometimes? You know, so I don't necessarily think a sugar tax is going to stop that.
Well, it's a part of it. I really do feel that it does help sugar. If you're a kid and you only have very small allowance, you don't have that much money, and now the sugary pop and candies like Mounds and Skittles are a little bit more money, you're just not going to eat it.
But it doesn't work that way. It doesn't.
You can buy a banana for 99 cents.
We've tried.
And bananas have sugar in them, so therefore bananas are absolutely horrible because there's sugar in a banana.
Right. It does miss the point completely. And the thing is we try to modify people's behavior through making things more expensive. Sometimes you have a limited effect. Would you say that we have, evidently nobody smokes anymore. Is that correct, Sarah?
Nobody smokes? That's a good point. Well, there's people that are smoking, yes, but
yeah, I'm one of them.
But the taxes on those are ridiculous.
Like a chimney.
New York State?
Well, don't say it like, oh, God.
Well, no, I quit like a year and a half ago.
You want a cigarette? I bring extras.
So I can judge. I earned my right to judge.
You're a quitter, then.
Yeah, I am a quitter.
Nobody likes a quitter.
Yeah, I'm a quitter.
All right, in New York State, the tax on a pack of cigarettes is as much as a pack of cigarettes cost in New Hampshire?
Oh, at least. Yeah, yeah. It's so you can make...
But it does work.
You know what that is, Sarah? That's discrimination. It's discriminating on a consumer.
So let me ask this question, Sarah. Let me ask this question. How high do you think the tax should be on all the things that you don't like.
Let's use an example. Let's say a bottle of soda costs $1.89. How much should
it cost? I don't really know, but you know, I just want to say that I used to eat Lucky Charms because I watched it in a commercial, and me being like
And you stopped eating it because the tax went up.
No.
They're
magically delicious.
You stopped putting prizes in the box.
No, but you know, all of us ate Lucky Charms, but all the artificial colors and marshmallows, the kids doesn't know any better. Because if you watch it in a commercial, you know something, and it's poison and it kills you, but you learn after,
the kid doesn't buy it.
It's really poison and kill you. I think, in life, like, we're all on that timeline where we're going to die eventually anyway, so what we do is we want to prolong our life, you know, but the inevitable is the inevitable, and a little bit of anything is okay.
But what you're forgetting is how far our average lifespan has plummeted in the 40 or 50 years since we've introduced all these sugary cereals and all these...
No,
the whole point is that these advertisers are targeting children to entice them that they don't know any better with these all these commercials and all that, and they wind up becoming diabetic.
Sarah, instead of advocating for a tax like you're doing, why not just advocate for making Fruit Loops and Lucky Charms illegal, and then nobody will use them the same way nobody smokes weed or uses heroin?
Or cigarettes.
Well, cigarettes aren't illegal.
Or you can pay for a commercial that tells the truth about these products and encourages healthier alternatives.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and then they target children. That's what's really upsetting about it. It's not like they're targeting sugary drinks at adults.
Sarah, actually, there are sugary drinks that are targeted at adults. They're called Rockstar Energy Drinks, 5-Hour Energy, and
Red Bull.
Frappy Mocha Latte Chinos. Yeah. Sarah, thank you for the call.
I wanted to just say, I
wanted to ask her if she went to the Woman's Mart.
I know, and that was such a great thing, but she didn't really give us an opportunity. I really hope that she begins to take a positive look instead of the negative look. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
your suggestions were dead on. How about getting out there? How about education?
How about change?
Yeah, be the change instead of trying to, you know, use the heavy hand of government to modify people's behaviors, because it does not work.
Yeah. I'd like to see a little more positive reinforcement, you know? Like these taxes and stuff, it's all ways that we punish people for doing things we don't like, but how much do we reward people for doing good things? And I think we need to start seeing a little more of that.
Yeah, definitely. And speaking of the Women's March, there are some poll numbers, because we were going over a poll earlier that Public Policy Polling did, and they asked the respondents, what do you think had a bigger crowd over the weekend, the Women's March in D.C. or Donald Trump's inauguration? 54% said that they believed that more people turned out for the Women's March. 29% said that they thought that Donald Trump had more attendees to his inauguration. Now, this seems to be something that, you know, you don't need an opinion poll to figure out where was the larger crowd. You know, just count.
I think it's funny. Well, it's funny because for all I know, the pictures that they're showing of the crowds could have been for like when, you know, the Patriots were last at the White House for their Super Bowl win. Like, I don't know. So I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, that crowd was definitely Donald, and that one was definitely Obama, you know, because I really don't know. So, and for me, it's so insignificant and trivial, regardless of how many people were in that crowd. Why are we arguing about this when there's so many things we could be talking about?
Such as whether or not George Soros paid the women to go march, as 17% of respondents believe. 62% said that they do not believe that Soros was paying the women, and 20% said, I don't know. And that's really the only answer that you could get. That's the only informed answer.
Well,
is I don't know.
The Soros is, I'm trying to remember the woman's name, and it escapes me, but she is the original organizer of the march. I mean, that's been fairly widely.
You think it's Gloria Steinem?
No. No. She's a Muslim woman, and she has some affiliation with George Soros through her organization. And she was the original organizer of the march, but other groups have glommed onto it, too. You know, it ended up being in, like, every major city in the U.S. as
right.
far
and
as...
And that's the other thing, though, is that there were so many groups there that you have all yeah. these media spinning it off and trying to say what the protest was exactly about.
Oh, yeah.
But I think there were so many people there for so many different reasons, and it's all being painted as this anti-Trump...
Kind of Occupy.
Yeah.
And let's talk about this. And your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. We're going to get into a discussion here about the Women's March. And I'm not going to say that they were marching because they didn't have a good night's sleep, but you never know. And,
wow.
You don't. You know, people march for lots of reasons. Some people might be marching because they didn't sleep well. And, well, they could try MyPillow for 60 days risk-free. Well, they can't come take the one that I use, but that's the name of it, MyPillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for close to a year. Chris has been using one for several years.
Couple years.
And it's, you know, the best pillow that I've ever used. And it's not like a, you know, quote-unquote regular pillow, because you can throw this thing in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and then actually still use it as a pillow again. It doesn't just become like a lump of something that's not a pillow anymore.
A whole lot of dryer lint.
Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price. Or you can get a second pillow free of charge. Remember, if you don't like it in the first 60 days, you can get your money back. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. That's MyPillow.com slash, or not slash, but code FTL. MyPillow.com, code FTL.
Hi, Daryl.
Hi, Daryl.
The Women's March.
Okay,
you wanted to discuss.
He just pointed at me, and I didn't know why.
That's consummate professionalism here.
Because I'm a woman, and we're about to talk about the Women's March.
Well, who else is going to talk about it?
You're the one that brought. You wanted to bring this up.
No, like I brought it up
to give a woman's perspective.
My perspective is that I have no idea why any of them marched.
I could see if they weren't like the happy with Trump as president.
Rights. Well, like I heard a lot of like the whole equal rights thing, and a lot of the signs that I'd seen in some of the pictures had, you know, like equal rights, and some woman had a sign like, "This is 2017. I shouldn't still have to be fighting for this." And my thought was like, "Did we not just have a woman run for the highest seat in the entire country and almost win?"
Yeah. Well, I will say,
how much more equal could we be?
I will say the funniest sign that I've seen was the one that said, "Hopefully one day my uterus has as many rights as a gun."
Oh, I saw that.
And then people leave the things of, "Oh, so you want to be banned from a polling place on election day. You don't want to be able to be carry your uterus into a school. You want to have to check it as separate luggage when you fly on an airplane. You want to have to get a permit to carry your uterus concealed in most states."
Well, I think another thing that I saw was like the equal pay issue, which for me, I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm not a supporter of equal pay. If I can do a job better than a man, I want more money.
Right.
Not more.
Most of the people that tout the whole thing of, you know, women only make 78 cents for every dollar that a man makes, they don't look at, you know, the actual breakdown of numbers to where there are certain fields that are dominated predominantly by men. There are certain fields dominated predominantly by women, and when they average out the a woman makes X for what a man makes, they don't look job by job, category by category. Here's all of the money made by all of the women last year, and here's all of the money made by all of the men last year, and then you divide, and, well, there's a lot more male professional athletes.
Right.
And then, secondarily, on average, women take more sick days because they're the ones that tend to wind up taking the children. Well, that's additional.
Right.
So, more sick days because the woman is more likely to take a day off to take the child to the doctor when the kids get sick.
Well, it's not only that, but women have more parts.
Yes.
Which is a medical fact. I mean, they have more things that can go wrong. So, it's not a good, bad, or anything. It's just, it is what it is.
And then you add in maternity leave.
Yeah, but don't forget, we also outlive you guys.
Yeah.
Now keep hating.
Exactly.
That's because we get nagged to death. I'm joking. Hashtag this is why Daryl's single.
I think my favorite meme was this one. Make them pay for razors if we pay for tampons.
Now, I saw somebody share that, and the question that was asked was, is there, because I know that in some states there's a special tax on tampons because they consider it a luxury item. Now, Illinois just repealed their luxury item tax on tampons. But is there a tax on razors? So, you know, like in states with sales tax, and luckily we don't live in one of those.
There's nothing about tax in this me. In this march, I just want to know, number one, where my government-provided razors are. And if they're Harry's razors, that'd be even better. But this was the absurdity, and I saw this stuff over and over. First of all, I'm very happy that it appears that the left has once again embraced protest, because for a long time they were shouting down the right anytime they stood up against anything, right. Any Obama program.
What was the thing that I heard for nearly 8 years, speaking out against the president treason?
Yeah, it's unpatriotic. It's treasonous.
Were there not, like, women, too, that were in this parade with, like, uterus hats?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
correct, I think we can describe it as they described. It's called a pussy hat.
let's just call it vagina hat.
But no, like the kitty.
Okay,
whatever.
Just to be safe, because you know that is one of the words that it's very iffy. And you know, you did mention, Chris. You did mention the free Harry's razors. You can actually just pay shipping. Go to harrys.com, enter code FTL. So you know. It's not completely free, and it's definitely not government subsidized.
Yeah, and no government bureaucracy required if you just go to harrys.com.
But
offer code FTL.
Yeah, the whole, you know, make them pay for razors. What? Like, some of these things,
I know.
Have to wonder if people actually think thoroughly through what they're saying.
No, they don't, and we know that about a lot of people. But I do applaud them for, you feel something about something, then fine. If you want to make a difference, maybe going out and getting in the streets and doing some peaceful protests, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe sometimes civil disobedience is called for or boycott. I kind of like to see people get up off their butts if they're really concerned about something, and anymore quit being keyboard warriors and go out there and actually do something.
Right.
So, and I don't have to agree with your message to support what you're, you know, the fact that you're doing something.
And I'm a huge fan of the trolley problem memes. Not sure if you are familiar with these, but the claim, you know, the trolley problem is there's the person on track A and X number of people on track B, and you pull a lever and blah, blah, blah. And, well, I don't have time to finish this analogy, but this is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Your calls and thoughts, whether it be on trolley problems or the Women's March or anything else.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the Women's March. And, you know, I think basically, you know, the conclusion is there were a lot of different people marching for a lot of different reasons, and there was not a single unifying message other than we're women and we're not happy with things.
I think there was a strong anti, if there was a unifying theme, I think it was anti-Trump. And they were very careful to couch that and said, this is not about President Trump, this is about women's issues. But then you would, I saw a number of stories that pulled like somebody involved in the organization. And they're like, well, yeah, we're saying it's not about Trump, but it's about Trump. Of course it is. It's a day after the inauguration.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But I think a lot of it, too, is more or less like isolated issues. Like some people wanting, like, you know, rights, being like pro-choice. A lot of the signs I noticed in pictures, you know, were about, you know, having rights for their bodies and, you know, making sure that he as president doesn't take away their right and stuff like that. So maybe it might not so much be him on all fronts as it is issues that were important to particular women.
Or in that case, yeah. Supreme Court picks.
That are some women were there toting the equal pay stuff. And, you know, so it's kind of like there's a number of different issues that seem to be getting some attention. So I don't know that everybody there was necessarily anti-Trump. And, you know.
I'll go out on a limb and say probably not everyone. but
probably
99%.
The overwhelming majority. I'm not going to say 99%, but the 90. Overwhelming majority.
I'll go 90% on that.
And again, there's no way to, you know, verify this unless you go find all, you know, 2.2 million women that reportedly were involved in one of the marches somewhere around the world.
We're on radio, Daryl. If I say something, then it must be true, and this is fake news. Right?
No. We are not fake news.
Okay. I thought all media that wasn't the mainstream media was fake news.
No, well, hold on. Donald Trump called CNN fake news, and you can't get more mainstream than CNN.
So are we
CNN.
Real? We're real news now.
I think it's funny. This is kind of a little bit off topic, but it has to do with Donald Trump, so it's not. I think it's funny that Donald Trump was supposed to be meeting with, like, the Mexican president, and they were supposed to have this meeting about the wall or something, and Donald Trump said, well, if he's not going to pay for it, we might as well not have the meeting. So I guess the Mexican president tweeted that he was no longer going to be meeting with the president. And I'm like, has it really gotten to the point where world leaders are tweeting to each other?
Yes. Yes, I think it
and
has.
Like Donald Trump tweets back, and I'm like, it's like a tweet war between, like, world leaders.
If you're going to have a war between countries, I'll take a tweet war over a regular war every single day.
As long as bombs aren't dropped every time somebody uses some kind of hashtag, because that would be bad. Let's go to the phones. We've got Jay calling in from Arizona. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Chris, I'd like to continue a conversation we last had about our government wanting to affect change in other countries.
Sure.
Sometimes it's for the good, and very rarely is it for the bad. And I should like to say it's about a subject that the very first thing somebody ever said to me that's a so-called minister and Free Talk Live co-host, what, have you ever heard of blowback?
Okay.
He goes on a very long rant and dumps my call and doesn't let me answer the question. We haven't had but two short conversations on blowback.
Mm-hmm.
And it's astonishing to me that it never strikes you or any of the other people that you think and agree with about blowback that every one of the countries you ever mention has something in common that blowback occurs from. They're all east of Israel. And it's funny, you keep on mentioning this 1952 usurpation of a sovereign country's democracy by the...
It's a good example.
You brought it up. You talked about Iran in 1952.
Sure.
Do you know at the same time as that happened, and it affected change for the good in Iran for about 30 years, but then it blew up in its face and we did nothing about the Shah. But I digress. My point is, in 1952, the United States of America had like 1 million troops in Korea, and my dad was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And 33,000 of them didn't come back. And God rest their souls, they did the right thing. And because of that, we never talk of South Korea being ruled by a gangster megalomaniac and his family that are ruling North Korea, unfortunately, because that million soldiers of the UN, United Nations, most of them being American, weren't anywhere near enough, because every time it didn't matter how many Chinese came at the Americans and how well the Americans did to push them back. They just kept on coming in hordes.
Okay. We're going to get limited a little bit here on time, James, but
I can hold over on the break, Chris.
Oh, that's
and
okay.
I should like to appeal to your deepest integrity.
Here is my thought.
Because I think you do. Let me respond to your thoughts. Don't let it be you have the first and the last word, so I can't. I have to call in 2 weeks later to respond to the thoughts you made, because you made
more
thoughts
about. You've already had the first word. Okay,
yeah,
so my premise is this, is I'm not one who is going to argue absolutes. You say that blowback never occurs and that U.S. foreign policy... Then maybe we are indeed in agreement and we can settle this. I'm saying that sometimes our foreign policy gets us into trouble. When it comes back and bites us at a later time, that is blowback. Or at least that's what I think of as blowback. If you agree
like
that sometimes happens, then we don't really have an issue at all.
No, because you're not agreeing with me at all. And you didn't hear what
I
first
have
said.
A little input to add here.
Well, hold on.
Yeah,
hold
but
on. James and I never get a chance
quick.
To talk. Go ahead.
Hold on. Because,
go ahead, James.
Again, blowback every time you cite an issue of blowback, it actually has to do with a certain insane pathology and theocracy that every single one of the people, and by the way, anybody in your studio that broadcasts from your studio that has to mention Osama bin Laden's name, which I have heard frequently as to bolster your case, is as sick as making mentioning Adolf Hitler's name and trying to argue your case. My point is, what Osama bin Laden and friends had in common with is they all believe that they're commanded by Allah to murder infidels. And it doesn't matter how many and who they take out. Because, by the way, Chris, what did the regime of the Taliban harboring Osama bin Laden and friends?
Yeah,
what
I don't
did blowback have
that.
To do with them blowing up 3,000-year-old Buddha statues that were the height of the tallest structures in the world at the time? What
okay.
did blowback
let
have
me,
to
let
do
Let me
that
jump in here, James, because you're kind of dominating the conversation, and I just want to at least ask one question. That's okay. Would you not agree that we have held a significant presence in Saudi Arabia and in the Middle East over the last 40, 50 years?
Yep.
Do you think that that rubs some people in the Middle East the wrong way? And what I get to is we're 3,000, 5,000 miles away from the Islamic world, yet we are like the primary target.
Okay. Let me respond to that then.
And we have a very tight relationship with Israel. Do you think anything causes anything that we're doing there might cause us to rise to the top of the target list?
Certainly in the mind's eye, again, of people that actually believe that Allah is God, Muhammad is his messenger, and death to the infidels. Because I don't see many Saudis. The 17 guys that were on those planes were Saudis. Saudi Arabia does have a population of somewhere well over 100 million. And fortunately, not all of them think like that. Not anywhere we're near the majority, but them. Super minority that do want to murder us, and you call it blowback. I call it murder, and I accuse you of making
excuses for murder. Isn't Saudi Arabia one of the most radically Islamic countries?
Oh, very much so, yeah.
I know for a fact when my dad went to Saudi Arabia, in the military, there was a $1 million bounty out to shoot down American planes coming into the country, and this was back in the 90s.
So you think I'm with that or against that, Heather?
When there's a bounty out to shoot us going into those countries, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
for the call. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him.
Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Have you ever wanted to start your own blog or website, but you've not been able to put your idea into action? Well, you're in luck. HostGator is one of the top hosting companies out there, and they have a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy with one-click easy installations for WordPress. They also have 24-hour a day, 7-day per week, over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator also has 99.99% uptime rating, and that's not HostGator making the claim. That's the hosting review companies that are making that claim on behalf of HostGator. So with that 99.99% uptime rating, you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, go to HostGator.com/FTL. We started off the show talking about some polling numbers. And, Chris, you've got some that actually come from a completely different polling company. Public Policy Polling was the source of the numbers that I shared, that Congress has actually increased their approval rating by about 50% over what it was a couple years ago, to where now a whopping 15% of Americans have a positive approval rating of Congress, whereas just a couple years ago it was hovering around 9%. And there were also numbers about Trump's approval rating, where he still has a negative approval rating. And he's projected to be the worst president since Richard Nixon, or at least the most unpopular since Nixon.
I think
you've got new numbers.
Well, first of all, I do think you can absolutely tell by any president's first 7 days in office exactly how it's going to turn out.
Well, and again, these numbers, because he got sworn in on Friday of last week, the poll happened on the 23rd and 24th, no, so it was the third and fourth days.
Oh yeah, plenty
that he
of time.
Was in office.
Plenty of time to judge a presidency.
There were also questions about whether or not he should be impeached. And my question is, for what?
Years.
He's not been in office long enough to really do anything.
I disagree. I think probably most presidents, by the time they hit day two or three, they probably committed some impeachable offense. That's not anti-Trump. That's anti-all of them.
I don't think Americans can organize efficiently enough to actually impeach a president. It's just all these massive organizations are so unorganized. They never accomplish anything. It's just like a big, like, you know, show up in force, let people know you're here, and then go away, and nothing gets done.
I know, and sadly, from a constitutional point of view, impeachment is like my favorite power that's in there. And you can't, it's not just presidents that can be impeached.
It's everybody.
Everybody can be impeached. And I just think they should just, like, have a month-long impeachment party in Congress and just
impeach everybody.
At least drain. You want to talk about how you drain the swamp? Impeach them. Get them out. All
right.
So right, this.
But then the problem is somebody, you know, equally as bad that's just not been there before winds up taking over.
Yeah, but maybe it takes them a year or two to figure out the job, so you get a year or two of a little bit of a break.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe.
Would be nice.
Maybe. All right. This comes to us from WAPO, the Washington Post. Obama.
Is that more fake news or is that alternative fact news?
Alternative fact? I don't know.
I guess it depends on who you ask.
Judge for yourself. And
and apparently, like, that was something that was said by the new press secretary of, oh, no, I didn't make up a lie. I gave you alternative facts.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, what's the story about?
The story is titled Obama Draws Neck and Neck with Reagan in Poll of Greatest Modern President.
Did you say Reagan?
Reagan.
Ronnie Reagan.
Ronnie. Obama.
You know, Mr. Reagan, the guy that stood there and said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Did you guys go to school with Reagan?
More old jokes from the youngster in the room. That's
he
great.
Was the president when I was in elementary school.
Yeah, I may have voted for him. All right. 2 years ago, Barack Obama was a
in
damaged
the 1976
goods.
Primary.
Jeez, come on,
or when
Darryl.
He ran for governor of California.
Oh, man. Folks, I am not that old. Yeah, it depends on your viewpoint, I guess. All right. 2 years ago, Barack Obama was a damaged goods, lame duck president who had just endured his second consecutive midterm drubbing, thanks in large part to Republican efforts to tie Democrats to him and his eponymous health care law. Today, Obama is virtually tied for first place in a new poll of the greatest modern American president.
How do they define modern American president?
I think we're going to get into that, but we'll look at the polling. The Quinnipiac University poll indicates 29% say Obama is the greatest president since World War II. So I think that this cutoff is World War II.
Okay.
Just shy of the 30% who cite Ronald Reagan, the long-standing title holder. That's a vast improvement for Obama.
I always thought that the guy that had polio, FDR, was the greatest modern American president.
Well, he would have been before, if you're going back to World War II, see what I'm saying? He was president for most of World War II, but then he died, and then Truman finished it up. So he couldn't technically be called a modern American president
right,
by
so
this standard.
Well, it depends on if they're talking about, you know, the beginning of World War II or the end, because it just says since World War II, so
yeah.
That's kind of ambiguous.
Okay. You can cast your vote for FDR if you'd like.
No, I don't want to. I'm just saying, you know, like the lies that we were told in school, the alternative facts that we were told in school,
yes,
is that FDR was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
We wouldn't have sliced bread without FDR.
Because, you know, FDR got us out of the Depression.
He did everything for us. He gave us great dams and great public works and all sorts of things. And he kept us in depression throughout most of World War II.
His granddaddy gave us teddy bears, so therefore he gets credit for that because, you know, as the kids would say, because reasons.
Right.
Can we start talking about presidents I was alive for?
Okay, so Bill Clinton and George Bush and Barack Obama and now President Trump.
Oh, boy. All right, I'm going to continue this because you guys are just silly tonight. Silly, I tell you. That's a vast improvement for Obama, who back in July 2014 was viewed as the greatest modern president by just 8%. A big reason Obama has surged is that he has now gobbled up a bigger portion of the greatest Democratic president pie. The percentage saying the greatest modern president is Bill Clinton has dropped from 18% in 2014 to 9%. The number citing John F. Kennedy is down from 15% to 12%. Harry S. Truman and Lyndon B. Johnson dropped 2 points and 1 point, respectively. But Obama also seems to have gobbled up some of the GOP's pie. Reagan dropped from 35% in 2014 to 30% today, and the GOP's share of the overall greatest modern president piece has dropped from 46% to 38%.
So what I'm hearing here is that 5% of respondents here that thought that Reagan was wonderful have decided that building walls is not such a horrible idea.
It seems like everybody's, all the previous presidents' numbers have dropped, and Obama seems to be the recipient of most of the gain. So it is what it is. Part of it is certainly, almost certainly, proximity. Obama is just days removed from office, and perhaps that gives him a bump. He also perhaps helped by the fact that the last Democratic president before him left office 16 years ago, and that president's wife just suffered a pretty bad defeat, Hillary. The Clinton brand just isn't what it once was.
True, and I there's actually more to this, where they ask people who their least favorite, or rather the worst modern U.S. president, and Obama is virtually tied with Richard Nixon and George W. Bush. They are separated by one percentage point, with Nixon coming in at 24%, Bush at 22%, Obama there sandwiched in the middle, like a reverse Oreo at 23%, and I can't believe I just said that.
Thank you for acknowledging that.
Yeah, so, you know, even though he's up there as the best, he's also up there among, you know, the worst.
Right. It's insanity.
Yeah, so who's your favorite? Who's your least favorite? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. And there's something weird happening with the Facebook algorithm.
Yeah, the
Heather
trending
has that story. Mm-hmm.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.